We're going to start in the High Court, where the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor has been continuing to give evidence. He's the subject of a civil action by Nikita Hand, who alleges that she was raped by him, and another man, James Lawrence of Rafters Road in Drimna. Both deny the allegations. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell has been in court. Orla, yesterday Conor McGregor gave direct evidence. Today he's being cross-examined. What did he say?
Yes, senior counsel John Gordon for Nikita Hand continued his cross-examination of Conor McGregor, and he asked him about statements he made to Gardaí on January the 17th and 18th, 2019. Now, Mr. McGregor agreed he had gone to Dundrum Garda station with his solicitor by appointment and given them a two-page handwritten statement. And after he read that statement to them, he agreed the Gardaí asked him more than 100 questions. Now, Mr. Gordon put it to him that in answer to every question, he'd said no comment. Now, Mr. McGregor said it was the first time anything like this had happened to him. He said he was beyond petrified. He went to his lawyer's office to give them his version of events and took their advice from then on. He said he would have loved to go to the top of the mountains and shout from the hilltops, but he said because of the seriousness of the allegation and how afraid he was, he took his lawyer's advice and it was out of his hands. He said it was so nervous and alien to him, as it was the first time he repeated that anything like this had happened. Now, he said he was in court. It was why he was in court, to speak his case and say his truth, and he said the allegations against him were false. And Mr. Justice Alexander Owens pointed out to the jury that everyone is entitled to exercise their right to silence, and they were not allowed to draw an adverse inference in relation to Mr. McGregor about that, although he pointed out to them that it may be a relevant issue in another matter.
The question was raised, Orla, as to whether he wanted the other man in this case, James Lawrence, to essentially take the fall.
Yes, this was put to him again by Mr. Gordon, and Mr. McGregor agreed with Mr. Gordon that he had further interviews with Gardaí during which they showed him CCTV clips and they explained the details of Nikita Hand's complaint to him. And he agreed that that was the first time he knew of the bruising of Nikita Hand. And he agreed that it was after that that he gave a further statement to Gardaí in which he said he was shocked by the bruises and asked if she may have had sex with someone else. And he also gave a further interview in which he said for the first time to Gardaí that he believed that Ms. Hand had sex with James Lawrence after Mr. McGregor left the hotel. Now, Mr. Gordon put it to him that when he spoke to Gardaí, he and Mr. Lawrence hadn't yet decided how they were going to play this. Mr. McGregor said there was no playing this. He was going to speak his truth, and he said his story had never waned. And he denied that it was in his mind that Mr. Lawrence might be the patsy or would take the fall for him. He said who could think that anyone would take the fall for something like this. Now, he said he didn't advise James Lawrence to go to a solicitor, but under questioning, he agreed that Mr. Lawrence had gone to Mr. McGregor's firm of solicitors and that Mr. McGregor had paid Mr. Lawrence's fees. He was also asked to clarify. He told the court that Ms. Hand had had sex with multiple people, multiple times, through what he described as a three-day bender. And he was asked by Mr. Gordon to clarify this, and was he suggesting that she had had sex with someone else beyond Mr. McGregor and Mr. Lawrence? And Mr. McGregor said he didn't know.
As you say, Orla, he was asked about Nikita Hand's bruising. This is something the court has previously heard evidence about. What did he say?
He agreed that during his evidence in court yesterday, he had offered suggestions about how she may have come by that bruising, and that it was in court yesterday for the first time that he had suggested that her bruises may have been caused when she swan-dived into the bathtub in the hotel. We heard evidence that when they got to the penthouse at the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, that Miss Hand had dived, according to Mr. McGregor, into the bath and there was a thud. He suggested that may have been caused, or maybe the bruises may have been caused by just being out and about over 3 days, what he described as a three-day bender. Now, he agreed today that this was not put by his lawyers to Nikita Hand. He said this was the first time he'd had the opportunity to say his piece publicly.
Orla, thank you very much for that. That was our legal affairs correspondent there.